During Ukraine Thursday, Ukraine's military said Russia began shelling Ukrainian forces in the country's east Thursday morning and carried out rocket strikes at airports in multiple cities across Ukraine. Within hours of the missile attacks, Russian tanks rolled across Ukraine's borders, while Ukrainian officials said amphibious Russian forces landed near Odessa on the Black Sea. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the operation in a nationally televised address Thursday, claiming he was acting in response to threats from Ukraine and warning other countries not to intervene. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kyiv has broken off all diplomatic relations with Moscow. NATO is activating its defense plans for allied countries as Russia attacks non-NATO member Ukraine, Alliance Chief Jens Stoltenberg told a media conference Thursday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on NATO's condemnation of Russia's invasion.
At an emergency meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calls for a summit, saying Russia's launched a brutal act of war on Ukraine and shattered peace on the European continent, accusing Vladimir Putin of trying to rewrite history. The Transatlantic Alliance has agreed to further beef up its land, sea, and air forces on the eastern flank near Ukraine and Russia. The emergency meeting was requested by countries closest to the conflict, Poland, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, which has declared a state of emergency. With parliamentary approval, Lithuania plans to use reserve funds for tighter border protections and authorizes guards to stop and search people and vehicles near the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Reporting from the eastern city of Slovyansk, VOA correspondent Heather Murdoch said families were crowding onto long lines at automatic cash dispensing machines, supermarkets, and fuel stations in case of renewed bombing. Leaders from around the world continue reacting to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden will make a televised statement about the invasion later this hour. Earlier, he called what happened a, quote, needless act of aggression against Ukraine and global peace and security, end quote. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Russian President Vladimir Putin was a dictator who now faced massive Western sanctions for invading Ukraine, adding Russia has gone too far.
President Putin of Russia has unleashed war in our European continent. He's attacked a friendly country without any provocation and without any credible excuse.
French President Emmanuel Macron warned Russia of an uncompromising response to its attack on Ukraine, which he described as a turning point in European history. He added that the events would have, quote, deep and lasting consequences for our lives, end quote. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued a statement calling Russia's actions as unprovoked and a clear violation of sovereignty and territorial integrity. The Canadian leader said the Ukrainian people must be free to determine their own future. Members of the Ukrainian community and several Italian political parties demonstrated in front of the Russian embassy in Rome Thursday after Russia launched a wide-ranging attack on the Ukraine. Approximately 500 people, mainly Ukrainians whose relatives are still in the country, gathered in Rome to voice their fears and anger. The protesters gathered also sang the Ukrainian army anthem. The Union of European Football Association, UEFA, will no longer host the Champions League final in St. Petersburg after Russia launched a wide-ranging attack on Ukraine Thursday, the Associated Press has learned. An extraordinary meeting of the UEFA Executive Committee will be held Friday to discuss the geopolitical crisis and when officials are set to confirm taking the May 28th showpiece game out of Russia, a person with knowledge of the process said Thursday. The person spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss private talks. UEFA did publicly rebuke Russia and said it was dealing with the situation with the utmost seriousness and urgency while confirming the Friday meeting. As we've said all morning and afternoon, for all of the latest on what's happening in Ukraine and all the news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.